It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. We've got Lagunitas back with us. Ron Lindenbush was scheduled, I guess, but he's a little busy these days.
They have a little bit of a permit issue going at his new venture, and they will be on.
He bought Hop Monk. I mean, Hopland. Sorry.
Old Hopland Tap Room, yeah. So they're I don't know if it's a permit thing or what it was, so don't quote me on that. But so when they are ready to roll, they will be in. And Don Barkley said he's going to be doing some brewing, and they've got some of your buddies that you used to play music with and back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It's going to be cool. That place was always a favorite of mine, and it's the Hopland Brewery, and Lindenbush has bought it, and they're going to reopen. We wanted to talk today about the 60th annual. Good Lord, 60 years. It's this year called the Bill Sobranis Memorial Petaluma Whiskerino. The great late Bill Sobranis, who actually, and by the way, Fred, Abercrombie is here.
Abercrombie.
From Lagunitas. Bill started the wrist wrestling thing at Petaluma, too, right?
Yeah, he was the founder. So if you see that, first of all, thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's great to meet you.
So if you see that statue in downtown Petaluma of the brass arms, that's celebrating him. But that he made that an official sport. It went on the wide world of sports, if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to bring that back.
He was Mr. Petaluma.
Yeah.
And he wrote about everything going on. He was like the Herb Cain of Petaluma in some ways.
Exactly, yeah. He loved. He called himself a peopleologist and loved just different personalities.
I used to serve him beer at McNear's a long time ago, him and Lynn Woolsey, when she'd come out at city council meetings and they'd come and weren't drinking together.
So 60 years they've been doing this, and I have heard about it. I remember now when Bill Sobranis' name came up. The Petaluma Whiskerino, show off your beard, sideburns, goatee, mustache, business beard. So that's like a trimmed.
Yeah, because not everybody can be, can work in a brewery or whatever and walk around with a 6-foot beard all the time. Some people like keep it nice and tight, like this gentleman over here. So we made a category just for
that.
That
would be Mike DeWald, my producer.
So you don't have to be, super burly or grizzly or anything to come and enjoy the festivities.
I love this. It's, by the way, it's coming up Saturday, October 6th at the Phoenix Theater. Has it usually been at the Phoenix?
The past about 3 or 4 years it's been there. For years before that, it was at the Farmers Market. They had kind of kept it going and in Bill's memory. And then my wife and I moved to town, to Petaluma. Gosh, it's been maybe 15 years or so, and that's when I started doing it. There was about maybe 8 guys or 10 guys that would show up at the farmer's market, and it was this thing that I'd never seen before, and I thought it was so Petaluma-y. So,
now, you've got a nice beard, but I don't think it could win anything in this competition.
No,
it's a kind of a normal beard.
I declare my independence from shaving on July 4th every year. I grow this so I can, have a face, or less of a face at least. But it's more about everybody else.
I love this. There's a kids category and a ladies category. It says, ladies, get crafty and make your own beard.
Yeah, and they do. There's people, they literally do get crafty. One woman made it out of, she was like a metal worker, so she made it all out of steel. There are some people that make it out of, one person made it out of leaves, like fake leaves, so it was a whole fall theme. A lot of guys come in costume. It's very... It's a little eccentric, but it's very Petaluma-y. And so I think there's a lot of ways for different people to take part. It's fun.
So there are different categories? I mean, so you get an award for the beard, one for the sideburns, one for the goatee? What?
Yep. Yeah. We bring them up one group at a time. They get to kind of introduce themselves and
mustache.
Talk about their history of whatever they've got going on.
You probably get a lot of handlebar mustaches,
a lot of handlebars these days, a lot of big beards. But my favorite, are the costumes. We started a new award category that is in memoriam for a guy named Justin Bill Hunter, who used to come for years, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that category of Bill Sobranis. He was like a larger-than-life character, and he always came in costumes, and it made it more fun. So there's
Well,
awards for that too.
I shaved off my beard about 3 weeks ago, and Roy doesn't have one either. So,
well, do we get charged extra if we come clean shaven to the event?
We, you could, you know, start now. We'll create a peach fuzz category for you.
Do they do peach fuzz? There you go. I got a little excellent peach fuzz. I didn't shave today.
Do like paper beards when you come in? Like when you come in and you get glasses, like 3D glasses? Can you get like a paper mustache
There's
when you come in?
There's little stick-on ones for the kids and stuff. So yeah, you could totally rock that.
This is a great idea, and only Bill Sobranis probably could have come up with something like this. Fred Abercrombie is with us from Lagunitas. Now, what is your role in this? Are you like MC or?
My wife and I took over the event about, I don't know, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, and we keep it alive now. So everything from organizing it to I do the MC. My wife does a lot of the manages the shirts and the RSVPs and all that, and getting the word out in the community.
PR.
PR, yeah, so there's a lot that goes into it. But Lagunitas has sponsored it for almost a decade where they fuel the after party. The event itself.
Well, you've been working for Lagunitas for like 10 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
I can't believe you haven't been on the show. We've been on the air 10 years, and this is something that is right in my wheelhouse.
I sense a future booking.
Yes. It'll be an annual thing.
Well, the cool thing is he's been the creative director for Lagunitas for 5 years, and I must have, like he said, we must have met like at a beer circus or something, but we definitely would love to have you on. And I would love to know the process also when you're like figuring out a label and you're obviously having to deal with ABC and legal stuff as we have.
Lawyers.
You know, there's a lot of legal.
You lawyers.
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah. What they call that, was it TTB, right?
TTB, there's a lot of restrictions.
And everything, what does TTB stand
everything
for?
Everything from font size to the words you use and to the changes you make. Our founders.
The legalities for alcohol, you mean, right?
Yep.
And can you tell us what the TTB stands for?
It is a very long. I'm going to have to look it up. It's longer than the three letters.
Okay, well, that's okay. Don't you don't have to look.
I don't ask me.
I think it's
out of my area.
Well, the ATF has something: alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yeah.
And then there's the
party people.
Yeah, the TTB has to do with labeling. Oh, there you go. God, Mike was good.
ATTTB.
Tax and Trade Bureau.
Yeah.
Fun.
So they're going to regulate what is on the label to make sure it has all those magic things. Because California, we don't regulate anything here, right? No. They're going to double check everything is just so, and then they'll give you the good housekeeping seal.
Right, and they do it for all wine labels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Along with the feds.
Everybody's got to do it.
Petaluma Whiskerino. Show off your beard, sideburns, goatee, mustache, business beard. There's a kids category, ladies category. It's all happening. You can go to PetalumaWhiskerino.com. 3 p.m. it begins at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma, Saturday, October 6th.
And there is an after party sponsored by Lagunitas.
Of course.
Yep. You guys are big supporters of the Phoenix.
Yep, very much so. Our beer circus this year benefited the Phoenix, and we're happy to do it.
Yeah, very cool.
We're drinking a killer beer, too.
Okay, 60 years this thing's been going on. You said the last 3 years or so at the Phoenix?
Yeah.
And how many people approximately? I mean, contestants?
Last year we had 60-something registered. Jeez. People come as far as Sacramento, L.A., sometimes Portland. There's a whole like circuit for the facial hair competitive.
Yeah, I've seen that before in other parts of the country or whatever.
It's a thing.
It is a thing, yeah.
I sense an airline sponsorship coming on. Fly to Santa Rosa on Alaska or American or United, then come down to the festivities. What do you think?
Can you make that happen?
I'll try. Make some phone calls.
You make it happen in a week?
Yeah. A little hard.
Wait till we get back from D.C. because we're going to need
exactly.
you.
You're not in jail. Yes.
Yeah, it used to happen way back when out at the old Adobe, the Petaluma Adobe. It was part of Petaluma History Days and all that.
Yeah, cool.
There's some photos online with back when Helen Putnam was mayor.
I remember Helen.
Awards.
Yeah.
So he brought something very interesting, Steve, that I think you should try. This is their hop water. This is the non-cannabis infused hop water, might I say. And then the other one is the
We've been talking about this, and they were going to bring it in. There's no cannabis in it.
Yeah, there's
no
cannabis.
Ron will bring in some high-five for
Bummer.
You, I'm sure.
Yeah, he said he would.
You are the great explorer. It's time.
It is time.
I'm the Magellan of the radio.
Yeah, so you were about to taste an IPA-inspired sparkling beverage. But there's no alcohol. There's no calories. There's no carbs. It's just sparkling water, hops.
It's good.
It's refreshing, huh?
Yeah.
But, and since you guys can't make the one with the cannabis in it, Canacraft is doing that, right?
Yeah, it's like a joint effort. We make this part, which is essentially the basis, and we tweak it a little bit for the different dosages. There's like a 5 and a 10.
Right. But and then the most you part, send it to Canacraft, and they weed infuse it.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that available yet?
It's available. It when it hits shelves, it
dispensaries only.
It goes that's right.
They said they've been selling out of it like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this is a sparkling water, so there's no alcohol.
Isn't correct. That good? Isn't correct. It refreshing? It's got like almost like a creamsicle-ish
taste to it. It's fantastic.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I'll like it better when I get it from Canagraft, probably. But
I'm having a super cluster ale from Lagunitas right now, and it's funny. It has it says pale, cold. It says slightly alcoholic, but they crossed out the slightly and pale, cold, alcoholic, and bitter. And this is what's the ABV on this?
It's 8%. So, yeah, it's definitely not slightly.
No, it's
not even slightly.
It packs a little punch.
Yeah, it's really good.
After a day like this, why not?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we need to be packing our punches.
Yes.
Or whatever. I
know. But yeah, you don't notice the 8%, though. That's kind of the dangerous thing.
I'm kind of noticing.
Well, what's the IPA? I used to drink Lagunitas IPA all the time. Oh, it's 6.2.
Yeah, 6.2. Yeah.
So that's, you know,
that's
yeah.
reasonable.
Like just enough.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
actually use the Lagunitas IPA in judging, like all over the place, as their standard IPA. When we're judging, it's like they'll give you like a standard beer to like that you like you know of different styles.
You
like,
have to make it to at least this.
Yeah, that it's this is like a perfect IPA.
And what is this one called again?
This one is this is Super Cluster. Which we've been in all day.
Dumpster fire IPA.
Cluster, as I always say on the radio, cluster fudge.
Super cluster.
Did you taste that, Roy?
I have not yet, but I'm about to.
Do you want a fresh one?
Okay. Our good friend Roy Miller, the Santa Rosa attorney extraordinaire, is hanging with us.
It's important to sample.
And well, he likes beer just like the new Justice.
Yes. The beer lobby is very happy right now.
Herland is here, of course. It's the Drive Brouhaha and Brews News. Brews News brought to you by Willoughby's in Santa Rosa and Petaluma. And Hop Monk in Sebastopol, Novato, Sonoma, and the Twin Oaks Roadhouse, of course. We're talking about this event that is entering its 60th year. It's the Bill Sobrane's Memorial Petaluma Whiskerino. You can show off your beard, sideburns, goatee, mustache, business beard. Kids can have fun. The ladies, you too. Fred Abercrombie from Lagunitas, a major sponsor for all these years, is with us. You can go to PetalumaWhiskerino.com. So how does this work as far as the day goes? It starts at 3, and I can say Dago because I'm Italian. Dago. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm here all week. Tip your waiters.
Don't forget to try the veal.
So how does this work? I mean, there's prizes, obviously.
Yeah, there's prizes. So doors open at 2. There's a photo booth that's free so people can get like a nice photo. But essentially, we call people up one group at a time. We call the kids up first because they're impatient and they don't have real beards. So they're just there. We give them a little award just for coming up and they get to talk into a mic.
Yeah.
But then we do it. Yeah, we do one group at a time. And then the judges go do their thing. There's actually some math involved that we got from the World Beard Championships. One of their judges had shared how they come to decisions without having ties or hurting feelings. Yeah, there's a lot of drama involved. I mean, because people actually put a lot of work into it.
I'm sure.
I mean, if you Google Petaluma Whiskerino and click on the image part
great
of it,
photos.
You'll see like the guy Arnie Bielefeld from Willett. He does this big octobeard thing where it goes out like an octopus in perfect little ringlets, and it's like a work of art, and it takes him hours.
Doesn't he come to the beer circus too, like that too?
Sometimes he does. Yeah.
Yeah. So do people just show up, or do they have to like enter online?
They register in advance. That way, we've got a badge waiting for you at PetalumaWhiskerino.com. Thank
you. So WISKERINO.com. Yeah, Petaluma like, Whiskerino.
So what are the prizes? It's all Lagunitas beer.
It's all. Well,
that's not a bad thing, by the way.
No, I would grow a beard for that.
That's the after. So just participating, you get that's your entry into the after party. So that's how you get your beer. But there you get the glory and you get the hardware of awards. Every category has its own first, second, and third award, but the, there's an overall one that's called the coveted golden chicken, and that's what people,
and well, it should be called
people
that,
from all over. It's another thing.
It's a whole nother thing. Yep.
But that's the one that everybody has their eyeballs on because it's open to all. It's not just mustache or whatever. It's more just did you bring it and did you have the best of all of them. So it's a lot of fun.
How early does that guy out of Willis have to get up to do the whole Octobeer thing?
He's probably leaving right now.
He's working on it as
a
we
week
speak.
Ahead of time.
Yeah. And then, what a great idea. And only Bill Sobranos, as I said.
He was cool.
Yeah. He was great. Mr. Petaluma, when did he pass? About five, 6 years ago?
It's been about 7 or 8 years now, actually, right?
It's getting up there.
Yeah, okay.
But he had brought it back at the town's centennial. He was the one who revived it. It had kind of gone in and out of use and stuff.
Yeah.
And he brought it back, and then, and then after that, we kind of named it after him to keep his memory alive, too.
What happened to the wrist wrestling thing? Did that just kind of burn out?
So it made it to the wide world of sports.
Yeah, I remember that.
Petaluma was on the map again, not just for being the egg basket
or a punchline. Ugly dog contest,
in the Snoopy comics. But it was in the news for that. And then I think
ugliest dog gets Petaluma the press every year. But
that's kept us going. But back then, that was what, like the 70s?
Yeah.
I think it went to Reno. I think the Wide World of Sports got it, and then it moved to Reno, and then that was it.
Yeah, I think
so.
I
think it was somebody
that.
who didn't have the foresight to hold on to it. And
I think Lagunitas needs to bring that one back too.
Then
bring it around the world like you guys do the circus.
That would be fun.
When is the beer circus? It seems like I can never remember.
Petaluma has just happened, but LA is in just a few weeks. That's the last one for this year.
And London was in August. And
does Lagunitas put an appearance in LA?
Yeah, we do the our beer circus. We do it out in Pomona, so it's not too far from the Azusa location down there. It's where a lot of the monster truck rallies are.
Right.
Pomona.
Well, you got to have a lot of Lagunitas to go to the truck rallies.
Yeah. And Lagunitas is everywhere now. Lithuania, Poland. Yeah, I had them at the Lithuanian Craft Beer Festival. They're England.
Well,
they're,
after the purchase, they gained an international market. Now are they brewing in multiple locations, right?
Not yet, but that was like...
That's sort of
the
plan? That
was pretty much the impetus of Tony going to Heineken was like, how do we get our beer fresh to the rest of the world?
There's a new brewery being built in Belgium, though.
That's right.
At a very old brewery from the 13th century.
Mm. We're going to civilize Europe with Lagunitas. I like that.
Uncivilize Europe with Lagunitas.
Right. So get rid of the metric system?
Absolutely. We'll go back to the imperial one.
I hate the metric system. When I was working in radio in Lansing, Michigan, they thought Michigan and everyone was going to the metric system. And so when I was
– Did your head hurt?
My morning radio, and I would have to give the temperature in
– Celsius?
Yeah, Fahrenheit and Celsius. And it was a pain in the ass. PetalumaWhiskerino.com. You got to check this out. This is the 60th year they're doing it in Petaluma, Saturday, October 6th, 3 p.m. It begins at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma. Fred Abercrombie from Lagunitas, our good friend Roy Miller, Santa Rosa attorney, and, of course, Sir Linda Brouhaha. That's it for us.